neighborhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
South Africa has hit back at a new US refugee program, saying it's built on lies and ignores the country's constitutional values. US President Donald Trump has set the lowest refugee admissions cap in American history, allowing just 7,500 refugees over the next year. A White House memo says preference will be given to white South Africans and others facing unjust discrimination. That's a major drop from more than 100,000 refugees admitted annually under former President Joe Biden. Donald Trump has maintained that Afrikaners are being racially discriminated against in South Africa. International relations spokesperson Crispin Peary says the claim of a so-called white genocide is widely discredited and unsupported by any reliable evidence.
This is further evidenced by the courageous and patriotic open letter from the prominent members of the Afrikaner community, and the limited uptake of this offer by South Africans is a telling indicator of this reality.
He says citizens are free to emigrate legally, but warns against confusing migration with refugee asylum. And an elderly man has been killed and several others injured in a multi-vehicle crash in the Durban CBD. It's understood around five cars collided on Masabalala Yengwa Avenue and Somsu Road this afternoon. LS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says one of the vehicles was found on its side with the driver entrapped. He says authorities tried to extricate him from his car before he went into a state of cardiac arrest.
Despite all resuscitation efforts, the male in his 90s passed away at the scene. A further six people had sustained various injuries, and once stabilized on the scene, they were transported to nearby hospitals for the further care that they required.
And abroad, King Charles III's decision to strip his brother Andrew of his royal titles has won widespread backing. The king's move to axe Andrew's prince title, the first such action in more than a century, is the latest fallout for the royal over his links to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Charles also announced yesterday he was ousting Andrew from his longtime home on Windsor Castle's sprawling grounds after renewed accusations from one of Epstein's main accusers, Virginia Giuffre. Giuffre took her own life in April at the age of 41. As one of Epstein's main accusers, she alleged posthumously in her memoir of having been trafficked to Andrew three times. Giuffre's brother, Sky Roberts, told the BBC this move is historic but demands a full investigation.
I commend the king. He's doing an amazing job as a world leader. We need to take it one more step further. He needs to be behind bars. She'd be so proud. He's just Andrew. He's no longer a prince. She is celebrating from the heavens, saying, "I did it. This normal girl has taken down a prince. We are so proud of her."
And as spooky season comes to an end, the man behind the nightmare is getting his Hollywood dream. Horror legend Robert Englund, best known for his chilling role as Freddy Krueger in A Nightmare on Elm Street, is being honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. The ceremony fittingly takes place on Halloween, a nod to the character that made him a household name. Durban's a high of 24 degrees tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.